Epilogue 2. Gavin woke, face down, cold, naked, lying on a hard floor. His missing eye was professionally bandaged, but he had new bruises everywhere. He couldn't remember how he'd gotten here, wherever here was. He rolled over, wincing at the many voices of pain singing like a Sunday chorus, and opened his eye. It was a small room, curving around him in a circle, shaped like a flattened ball. There was a hole above for bread to be dropped in, and a hole below for his waist. He couldn't see the colour, but the winking crystalline facets told him he was in the very blue cell he'd made for his brother. It had been repaired. In the peaceful perfection of the passionless prison, Gavin felt a horror and revulsion unlike any he had ever known. Pain stabbed through his chest, tight, breathless, fighting for little gasps of air. His secrets were out all at once, in front of the last person he loved and the one person he knew could never understand. Those repairs meant his father was his captor. If he'd found this cell, he'd found them all. That meant he knew everything: the false victory at Sundered Rock, Dazen's imposture of Gavin, and finally his murder of Andros Gyle's eldest and favourite son in the yellow cell. It meant Andros planned to make him pay for it. Stripped bare of clothes and titles and privileges and power and vision and freedom, and stripped now of even his false name, Dazen stared at the grim reflection in the shining wall. It looked like a dead man.